Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Conquer everything and compromise nothing. This show brings you real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. If you have never liked small talk and have been on a personal growth journey for a long time, stay tuned as Martinet and her guests share empowering stories. Now is the time to own your past and look toward your future with hope. Believe in your dreams, and all that you want to achieve is possible. Transformation Coach Martinet helps you accept and love you for you. It's time to listen to your heart and tap into your unlimited potential. You have the answers you need inside. Sometimes you just need the right guide to help allow transformation to happen. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. Happy Friday, everyone. It's nice to see everyone and bring you another great show. For those of you that are unfamiliar, my show is about overcoming and the resilience of the human spirit. And all the guests that I invite on my show have overcome a great deal, and they are standing back up again and living their best lives. So, oh, also for anyone that might not know, my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And thank you so much for tuning in. My guest today is Elizabeth Falloon, and we've talked about, we've had some time to spend talking about transformation and her journey and all that good stuff. So I wanted to invite her on the show so she can share with you. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Martine. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So what brought you into this world of transformation? What started your personal growth journey? Or one of the things anyway?
Powerful question. Well, this actually started when I had my son 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just really opened up my eyes because of what happened, the experience that happened right after he was born. And, you know, we go through life being on autopilot, right? We work, we come home, pay our bills. And, you know, when I had him, it literally just changed my whole world. Yes, normally our kids do.
But, they do.
but the experience... was the life-changing experience is what changed my life. So, you know, when Christian was born, shortly after he was born, we woke up and we were pretty much homeless because I relied on his father. And, and you know, even though we had everything that I thought was needed, I literally had my blueprint. And we have the home, the picket fence, the dogs, and then, yeah. So when, you know, we got the phone call and we were told that he was no longer coming home and we have to figure things out. So when I heard that message over the phone, and I'm holding my three-month-old baby, the walls are practically spinning. And it literally felt as if I was actually, as if a huge boulder just slammed into me and pushed me up against the wall. And I just literally rumbled into a million and one pieces and fell flat on my face. That is how I felt. And, you know, there was no even feelings of anything other than I felt like I just died.
Right.
So when I literally fell, and I fell so hard, I didn't know how to get up because I feel that at that time, I didn't want to get up. And then that was when I started to question, what is going on? Is this really happening? The confusion that just came over me. And then when I remember when I was literally just laying there, which felt like I was laying there flat on my face, I did hear the voice that said, you have to get up. And I didn't want to. It was too hard. but I heard it again, you need to get up. So I remembered when I actually felt as if I was, I turned my head and I opened up my eyes. And that was when I decided to get up, but I didn't get up right away. I started crawling. So I started crawling, felt as if I was crawling because of my experiences, right? Being homeless and not having a where to live, where do we go? And having to come in contact with other single moms who were going through their own hardships in life, with their pain, bitterness. And I, you know, I saw that from afar. And then that was when I realized that I wanted more, because it was too much of a painful experience to be surrounded by that. And no judgment at all. I just didn't want to be a part of that life. I wanted more for me and my son. And the moment that I started to think that way, that was when the stranger showed up. And the stranger showed up, stretched out his hand, and he had a stack of audio CDs. And he said, you need this.
Okay, so can we backtrack a little bit? So you had, you're sitting there, you know, you have your 3-month-old son, and you get a call from your husband, I assume, saying he's not coming home?
It's a message from somebody else. Yes, it was a message.
Okay.
I didn't know who this person was. I was just told that he would be coming home.
Right. So did you have did you have time to put your stuff together to find a new place? Like, take us through a little bit more, if you don't mind.
That's fine. When that call came through, I actually remembered calling a family member to say, what's happening? I need a solution. I have to figure things out. And I'm literally so frazzled on the inside, but having to remain calm. And I do remember when that family member actually came over, and took all the furniture away, because we were actually, it was a rental at that time, and we needed to just pack up and leave. They came and they took everything, and all I had was a duffel bag. And so I did have my car at the moment. We were staying with a family member for a short while, but it had to be temporary, and I had to give up my car. You know, transportation, everything was gone. So I literally only had a duffel bag. Things were just scattered everywhere. My life, my possessions became, they were just scattered. But that was not even a priority. My priority was making sure that my baby was going to be okay, and we had to find shelter. So, you know, that happened. It seems as if it happened so quickly, because that stay with that family member was so temporary. The message that I got at that time was, you're on your own. You made your bed, you have to lie in it. And, you know, coming from a very traditional household and upbringing and culture, there was a lot of pride that was based around what had happened. And we were no longer welcome. So,
but you didn't do anything wrong.
No. Again, you know, people just are people. And I didn't have any, I couldn't even, didn't have the time to actually try and figure out, why aren't you helping? I just, okay, thank you for the short stay. I need to continue going. I needed a solution.
Yeah.
And a permanent one, and a very quick one at that. So that, you know, that journey of living with strangers for the first year of my son's life was definitely a hard road for the both of us. It really was, but a huge eye opener, that's for sure. A huge eye opener, because the moment I decided to want more with my life and that stranger showed up, different people started showing.
Yeah.
Different families showing up, families who were actually coming from a space that I could actually resonate with their mindset.
Yeah. So would you say, like, you know, the phrase often is that, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher will come?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you decided, like, okay, I'm my own rescue, no one's going to save me, I need to do this, that's when things started falling into place.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when we don't learn the lessons for a certain amount of time, obviously the lessons are going to continue to get to become harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where I was with my life. I needed that lesson.
Yeah.
I needed to experience it because I had gone through so much. I wasn't paying attention.
What do you mean when you say that? Like, you weren't paying attention. Like, I believe a lot of things happen in our lives to teach us what we need to know. But what do you think you weren't paying attention to? Like, what do you think the lesson would be in that?
Learning how to love myself.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to learn how to love myself because I felt that that's something I was never taught growing up. Even though I had a lovely childhood, wonderful childhood, I should say, had everything that we needed back home. That was one thing that I needed as a child growing up, because my parents were, you know, coming to the United States as immigrants. The transition was so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Huge culture shock, and were a little bit more consumed with figuring out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed them, no fault of theirs, but I sort of figured things out on my own as I got older. And relationships is something that I gravitated to.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have boyfriends and lasting relationships, which I never did, because I kept meeting the people who didn't love themselves. You know, I didn't love myself the way I should have loved myself. So therefore, I attracted men who did not love themselves as well.
Right.
So there was a lot of dysfunctional behavior, and that just, it was a pattern. I kept attracting that for the years.
Yeah. And,
so it's as if the universe said, you still haven't learned, have you?
Yeah, she needs to learn, what it's like to, well, I don't know. I can formulate what I may be thinking, but your answer is that you needed to be able to stand on your own and care for yourself the way you deserve to be.
Yes, that's another thing too. I learned financial independence.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Yeah. You know, we're raised in a culture where when you're a mother or a mom, you will be provided for, have your husband take care of you. That was what I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
As a young girl growing up, because that was how my mother lived. That was her relationship with my father. And so that's what I saw. And I figured that I'm going to meet this lovely man who's going to love me and want to take care of me, marry me, and take care of me.
Yeah.
It's just what I was shown.
Right, right. And that's not always our path. So we're going to take a short break and we'll come back in to discuss that more. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll be right back.
Everybody, I want to talk to you a little bit about my upcoming course, the Not So Ordinary Job Search Formula. You need to be able to find a job that matches who you are. And if you want, on my website, you can also connect with me directly to find out a little bit more. Or you can also come to some of the webinars that I'm holding. I'm passionate about making people understand that they don't have to settle for just any job. www.reinventing-you.com/courses.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you, imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on Pure Intuitive Talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure Intuitive Talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Are you struggling to find peace in your addiction recovery? Hi, I'm Tanya D, a spiritual life recovery coach and founder of The Peace We Crave. After getting and staying sober, I asked myself, now what? In my relentless pursuit of serenity, for the precious gift of sobriety, my Creating Calm and Recovery program was born. It's a 90-day personal spiritual journey that helps you remove blocks, get clarity, and experience sobriety on a whole new level. Please book your free discovery call today. Visit thepeacewecrave.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Elizabeth Falloon, and we are talking about loving ourselves and being okay with the things that life throws at us. We don't expect it, but they come along anyway, and they are here to teach us. And when we're putting these in these situations, it doesn't feel good at all. It's not comfortable by any means, but we also know that once we do get back up, we put the car back and drive again, we know that if we choose to, we can look at the lessons that are the blessings that are in the lessons, really. So Elizabeth, you know that you needed the lesson of standing on your own and not only making decisions for yourself, but loving who you are and learning a way to provide for yourself. But in that, like you said before we left for break, was that you were taught, as I was, my mother was a stay-at-home mom, my dad provided for us, and I was raised in that environment as well. And when I got married the first time, I thought, I had a career, so I knew that things could be different, that I could be a career woman or I could be a stay-at-home mother. But really with my ex-husband, it was more like he wasn't as motivated as me. Mm. But once I had my daughter, my first daughter, and her, she was put in my arms. It was like, oh gosh, I don't want to go back to work. I want to be here. And it was what I was told. And even my parents were telling my husband at the time was, you know, you need to be taking care of things. That baby needs to be cared for by her mother, you know? So that was also put in my head. So I understand how you would feel about that. So you were raised that way, but was it just the belief you were raised with, or was it really your belief that it needed to be that way?
It was a belief.
A belief or your belief?
The belief, it became my belief.
Gotcha.
It became my belief, yes. Mm-hmm. And I stood by that. I was so adamant in wanting that because I figured, well, if my mom can have it, I want it as well.
Yeah.
And I feel that. And just listening to you about being career driven, I've always felt that I was that way too when I was single, for my child, that is. And I feel that not having the support of family, having to be on my own with my son, was what held me back. Because mentally and emotionally, I thought family isn't even there for me. The people that I know, they're not even there. Where's everybody? So it did slow me down a bit from, because, you know, you used the word how motivated you were because you were a career-oriented person. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was just part of that and just part of wanting to be with my son, such a young age, right? Yeah. Baby, 3 months old.
No one's going to pick him up and kiss him on the head and snuggle him like you. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm. And change his diapers in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
3 a.m. in the morning so he doesn't get a rash.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that I know is what held me back, the pain of that, the feeling, the effect of the emotions of where's my family, and also my son's father as well. Because as I continued my journey, he came in and out of our lives over the phone so many ways. And I remembered when I didn't want to be a part of that, because each time the calls came in, I felt that that was also part of what, it's like a weight that I was attached to.
Yeah.
But I knew that it was the best thing for my son. Again, being taught that, right? Yeah. Society versus pressure and us as moms, that the child needs his father, right? Yeah. His or her father. And I wanted to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put the phone to my son's ear. And that went on for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the calls coming in. And I knew that. So it was between, because I was all, you know, how do you go from being so incredibly driven, a career that you absolutely love? Now you have your child, you're homeless, you're on public assistance. Why aren't you going back to your career? Easier said than done, because again, wanting to be there with my baby, I didn't know how to. And when you don't have the support, you have to surround yourselves with that support system who you can trust and you can feel safe with, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And you can leave your 8-year-old son with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then pick up again. To get back into that motivation of being, you know, being driven and carrying on with establishing your career, whatever the case is. It's so mental. It really is all about mindset. Really is.
Sure. So in that, you know, you mentioned 8 years old. So did you, I understand, like, you want to be there. And we did figure it out, my ex-husband and I, I was home for a while, but I did childcare. I did other virtual assistant work in order to be home. So there is a way to figure things out. Did you figure things out to a way, and everybody is different in what feels right, that felt right for you?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And after the first year of living with 12 different families,
mm-hmm.
learning so much from these women and these moms, I realized that I am going to make a sacrifice and work hours that will be a good fit for my son's life as far as school.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And I actually worked in a school. It was a private school.
Uh-huh.
Well, my son actually attended the school, and it was perfect. I helped the teachers. I was a sub. I helped. I interacted. Lunches, that sort of thing. And then after school, I would actually freelance. I started, I went back into cosmetics, and I met people, I met women, met families at different events. I started becoming more social. So doors started opening up to make extra money, but also falling back in my previous career with cosmetics.
Yeah.
But I still wore the mommy hat. I did. And
that's nothing wrong with that.
I was not in a hurry to do anything other than pick up my baby.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
And he would come with me and we would go to these amazing homes together. Yeah. So, and I was actually happy. It felt right. So in answer to your question, that felt right.
Yeah, I think we all have to do what feels right. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't mean that we don't care what people think, but really, at least I've come to the point in my life, like, I care about the key people in my life, what they think. But other than that, not so much. I got to do what's right for me. I have to live with me. And And really, it's coming to your values. If being home with your child is what's important, you do it. It was for me as well. I adapted. I knew when they got older and they got in school, I could do more. But in their very young lives, I was committed as well. I needed to be there. So I get it. Yeah.
Like you said, yeah, we want
to get it.
Feels right for us.
Mm-hmm. No one else. If that's right.
Another mom might, you know, have left her executive position.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to get back out there again. That's perfectly, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I, you know, there were times when I did wish that I had that in me again, but the mommy hat was just there. Yeah. That role.
Uh-huh.
Enjoyed it, honestly. And as,
oh yeah, me too.
As poor as we were, you know, being on public assistance and living in this, I call it a shoebox of an apartment, right? Yeah. Literally. It was just one room with a wall. And mm-hmm. we literally slept on a, and then what do you call those mattresses again? A blown up mattress.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what it's called, but yeah.
Blown up mattress. It's a weekender, right? We literally slept for years. The three of us, you know, we had my schnauzer back then. And it was home. It was home for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually happy. It felt right because I was finally financially independent.
Yep.
And it was just me and my little boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot like Lisa Nichols' story, really. You know, she was kind of the same way. She was on public assistance and could... You know, she had, I think it was 3 days that, you know, she didn't have enough in her account, like enough to pull out to buy diapers with. So she had to wrap them in a towel for a couple of days. And she made the promise that day she would never be like this again. And she had changed the whole trajectory of her life in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
We can yes. do that. All of us can. I've been there. I have had my house repossessed. My marriage fell apart. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened in my life, too, where it's just like, wow.
Hmm.
Well, I guess I needed some bricks dropped on my head to make some changes. So, you know, it happens. But then, you know, when you look back at your life, like, well, okay, yeah, I needed to learn some things. And some of us are, you know, more stubborn than others and need more bricks than others. But yeah, I relate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And I talk about that a lot when it comes to going through challenges in our lives mm-hmm. and adversity, hardship.
Yep.
You really want to take a step back and try to figure out, what am I learning from this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What am I learning? And sometimes we're not able to recognize the lessons during that time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that we want to still, you know, the outcome usually can be full of ego, bitterness, anger, and, mm-hmm. you know, we want to actually almost embrace everything that's going on. It's easier said than done. But there is a true reason as to why it's happening. And like you said, some of us are just a little bit more stubborn about.
Yeah. And there are times, you know, when we're in those situations where you just want to fall apart, and it's okay if you do. I mean, it's okay. You have to go through the feelings. The going through it is how you get through it, mm-hmm. is to feel the emotions. That's the only reason we have the emotions, is to feel it and to teach us. There's actually just a recent situation that there was just such unfairness to it. And I told my husband that, you know, he's encouraging me that, hey, you know, you got to look at the bright side of this. And I'm like, I know, but right now I don't want to. I'm going to feel all this. It's not fair. It's not okay. And then the next morning it's like, okay, things are going to get better. There's a lesson for this. I have evidence of it that it's going to get better. Things always get better. Today's a new day. But it's okay to feel the crap and move through it and, you know, create something different.
I like that. But, I like what you just said.
It's important to go through it.
I really do, because sometimes there will be times when people say, you know, they try to, they say, oh, I understand. No, you don't understand. Mm. I love when somebody says, I totally understand what you're going through. No, you don't. Right. That's the last thing that somebody who's going through so much pain and adversity want to hear, that you understand.
Especially at that very moment. Yeah. And not all of our circumstances are the same. Right. But I, at least to me, it does feel good to me when somebody has at least an idea. you know, that whoever I'm talking to, they may not be in my very situation and likely aren't, but they may have gone through something different. I saw, we do have to take a break in a moment, but I remember seeing a video on TikTok that was just so sad to me. This is like a heart-wrenching thing where this woman was saying, she goes, she just lost her son. And she's like, yeah, you're saying you've lost your parents. You've lost a grandparent. Yeah, it hurts, but you don't know my pain as a mother. I lost my son. You have no idea what this feels like. And especially as a coach, I understand because, you know, I did lose a child. I know what that means. And it's not the same as losing a parent. It's not the same. And I think we need to have compassion for each other in the sense that we can understand, we can be there for one another, but also just be like, just there to listen, because none of us can fully understand. We can have an idea, but we can't fully understand what that person is going through, you know?
Absolutely, compassion.
Oh God, compassion, empathy, love, yeah. Just being there to listen, hold space for somebody, you know, it's, yeah. Yeah, and each of our pain is different. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
So we need to take a short break, but we will come back and talk about what I want to talk about anyway is evidence. You know, that we can get up again, no matter what we're going through. And some of us have been through just absolutely horrible things. Some of the guests I've had on here, I can't imagine what they've gone through. And they've gotten back up. All of us can. And we'll come back and talk about that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in just a moment.
Hello, everybody. I want to talk to you a little bit about my upcoming course, the Not So Ordinary Job Search Formula. You need to be able to find a job that matches who you are. And if you want, on my website, you can also connect with me directly to find out a little bit more. Or you can also come to some of the webinars that I'm holding. I'm passionate about making people understand that they don't have to settle for just any job. www.reinventing-you.com/courses.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on pure intuitive talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure intuitive talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Are you struggling to find peace in your addiction recovery? Hi, I'm Tanya D, a spiritual life recovery coach and founder of The Peace We Crave. After getting and staying sober, I asked myself, now what? In my relentless pursuit of serenity, for the precious gift of sobriety, my Creating Calm and Recovery program was born. It's a 90-day personal spiritual journey that helps you remove blocks, get clarity, and experience sobriety on a whole new level. Please book your free discovery call today. Visit thepeacewecrave.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Elizabeth Falloon, and we've been talking about her story about being thrust out into being a single parent, where she had no idea this was coming. And, you know, I was a single parent for 3 years, and that was tough. I remember moments of just thinking, how the heck am I going to get through this? You know, my babies are so young and I'm on my own. And I remember when I knew that my marriage was over and just thinking, oh my God, I really truly am alone. I remember going for a walk in the morning and I ended up at one of my girlfriend's house and I completely fell apart with her. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the type of person that does that. Like, emotion doesn't come to me quick like that. But I realized then and there, like, oh my God, I really am on my own. What am I going to do? Thank goodness I have training. I can support myself. But mm-hmm. it was a scary, scary place to be. So Elizabeth, your son was a baby when this happened. As he started growing up, was there a time where he asked, where's dad? Or was there a situation like that?
No, yes and no, actually, because I always kept the communication open when his father did call, reach out. Mm-hmm. And when dad wanted to reconnect 8 years after, I was ready.
Yeah,
I forgave, and because I wanted to keep the family together, and I figured, okay, I get another chance. So I'll never forget when my son looked at me and said, he called me Mama back then.
Mama. Yeah.
Where does Daddy come from?
I know. Oh, that's interesting. Where does he come from? That's interesting.
I never knew him. Where did he come from?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm quite sure I said something that he would have understood back at that time.
Yeah.
But keeping it, I've never actually said anything negative about my son's father over the first years. It was never in my bone. Why should I hear anything unkind about his father?
Mm-hmm.
He's innocent throughout this journey. And so, you know, that's something I always respected my son enough to know that he's not deserving of that. So yeah, so I'm quite sure I said something really pleasant just to him, his curiosity.
Do you guys have a relationship now, or is that okay to ask?
It's amicable. We got married actually right when we reconnected.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's funny, 3 months right after we reconnected, married, and I believe it might have been that experience of the deer in headlights look for me personally, even though I wanted it, but I thought, is this the right thing? I don't really know this person.
Yeah.
I figure, well, I'm going to make the best of it and want to get to know my new husband, my now new husband.
Yeah. Right?
And because he seemed to be a changed man. But it was the first year of the marriage that I caught myself in tears almost every night, wondering, why is this not working? 8 years of myself, learning so many valuable lessons.
Yeah.
And I thought this was supposed to be different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that he just had not changed.
Mm-hmm.
That he was when I first met him 8 years ago. And I remember when I actually made that conscious decision that it's grounds for divorce. I was no longer going to do this. So we separated. So in answer to your question, it's been a very long, tedious road of separation. As I believe most of us know, it takes money.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how we didn't have an elaborate wedding. We had no ceremony, no official ceremony. We went to the virtual, the justice of the peace.
It was
virtual
justice of the peace. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There was such a thing. He was familiar with it. And when that happened, you know, a marriage certificate is about $125, but yet a divorce is thousands, right? And I remember having a good chuckle to myself when I started doing the research because I wanted this divorce. Mm-hmm. And because it was just felt like a heavy weight that I was attached to, and it wasn't a good weight, it wasn't a good feeling. But it did take 7 years separation, and finally at the tail end of a divorce. So in answer to your question, we're wrapping it up at the end of this year, and yes, we are in a very amicable space right now. Uh-huh. As we absolutely, I've always made it about my son or our son.
Yeah.
Yeah, as hard as things are or were, mm-hmm. right? Because there were times when we were both not in the right frame of mind, my former husband, soon to be. And, you know, we're humans, right? And we get emotional. Sure. And so I do remember there were times when I would get really emotional and my son was right there. And
right.
He wasn't happy about it. And I would remember actually going up to him and apologizing for those moments of outburst and mm-hmm. explaining to him what I was going through, his dad and I, and just asking him for forgiveness mm-hmm. because I didn't want to be that person. And so I do remember him saying, Mama, you know, I want you to be happy, and it's okay, you know, to break up. We call this dad Daddy Patrick. It's okay to break up with Daddy Patrick. It's okay.
Yeah.
He knew, you know, our children do know.
They know a lot more than we give them credit for, that's for sure.
Yes, we do. Yes, we underestimate them quite a bit. And yeah. I've always taught Christian to, I guess, just, I was so happy that we spent the first 8 years of his life with just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Really was, because it was through him that I learned so much about who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, you know, been surrounded by thought leaders and mm-hmm. Just audio. I'm a huge audio addict. Uh-huh. And a radio in the car never worked. So I would travel with this little portable CD player, and that was where I would pop in the different discs, the CDs, the audios.
Sure.
So Christian grew up with that. And he's very familiar with quite a few of my favorite. And, you know, so with him having a sense of what it means when it comes to mindset and, mm-hmm. You know, the way we think and, you know, how we should behave in this world, society, to another human being, etc. He catches on very quickly, and he knows what happiness is for mom.
Oh no, that's good. That's good. And I think it's at least for to me and my family and what I talk to about my clients too, is just, it's okay for our kids to see emotions, you know, that mommy's not perfect, that like relationships do end, and we get hurt and we get mad and we get all these things, and just to really hide everything. Cause I grew up in a household where I knew if something was going on with my parents, boy, you felt it. But there was never any talk. There wasn't any anger outbursts or anything, which, you know, that's good. You have to control that for your kids. But it's good to talk to them about emotions, and that, you know, mommy and daddy don't always get along. We have arguments, but we work it out as well. These things happen. So I think it's good for them to see as well. You know, that's how they learn. Yeah. Yeah, I teach them life skills and resilience, that none of us are perfect. We're not perfect parents. There's no way.
You know, so interesting. That is so hard to tell our children that, right? To be the sound-minded adult
mm-hmm.
and approach our children and that with a sound mind
mm-hmm.
and let them know it is okay to be this way. I guess it takes a very big, be a big person to approach that, because you know, I was always told that, not always told, but I conditioned my mind to never say anything bad about his father.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of anger and frustration, right? And there was a time when I let it out.
Yeah,
I was angry, and I saw the look in his face.
Mm-hmm.
I love my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all he needed to say. Yeah. So, and then of course I had to clear things up, and you know, we learn through that, because it's not intentional to hurt our children. Right. Really?
Absolutely
isn't.
Not. No.
No, not at all.
I've apologized a lot myself, and I still do. My kids will say certain things, something that, you know, whether it's current, something that bothered them, or if it happens to be something of the past, I will own what I've done. I will own things I've said and done, and things that hurt them, you know. I think that's right. I mean, you know, and they know that, and again, they know that we are not perfect, but we're doing the best we can. And if we can apologize and own up for what we've done, I think that's a good life lesson.
Absolutely. And you know, we never know how our children are going to turn out, right? We just don't know. That's why I feel it's so important to set the example.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So at least when they grow up, they can know, you know, my mom did the best that she could, and this is what she did.
Yeah. And I imagine if you haven't already, somebody told me a long time ago that someday your kids, you know, I worried a lot. You know, I do not want my family to break up. It wasn't my choice for things to work out the way they did. But it's like they will realize one day that you did do the best you could, that you were very responsible. And, you know, and that has come around, like, oh, okay. Like my kids have all come around, like, okay, I can see why this happened. I see why you chose this. I see. And that's really like a great validation. But it's also, it's just, it's good to see their growth, you know, as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old are your kids, may I ask? How old are your children now?
They're older. I got 25, 23, and 19.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. One at home. 19-year-old at home. Yeah.
I know. You know, it's, I count, not count, but my son being 16, she said to me, I don't think I want to move out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, what does that mean? So can we continue living together until I'm ready?
Aww.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
But my life.
I doubt it'll be too long. Not likely. He's gonna find his path, and you know, all that. Yeah, it is. Is I like still having one home. To me, it's good.
Wow. Everyone's journey, everyone's experience is different, right? So we have to.
Yeah, and you gotta, whatever works for you is fine. It doesn't, you know, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So before we take a short break, where can everybody find you?
Oh, I'm actually mainly on LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
Type in Elizabeth Loon, or Elizabeth Loon 85. Or actually, no, it's now, excuse me, I just changed it. It's Elizabeth Loon Single Moms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that we put out a certain, well, yeah, we can talk about that later. But yeah, okay.
So it's on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So lots of valuable posts and inspiration and some motivation. And
excellent. All right. So look her up on LinkedIn, everyone. We'll be right back in just a moment with final thoughts. Thank you so much again for tuning in.
Everybody, I want to talk to you a little bit about my upcoming course, the Not So Ordinary Job Search Formula. You need to be able to find a job that matches who you are. And if you want, on my website, you can also connect with me directly to find out a little bit more. Or you can also come to some of the webinars that I'm holding. I'm passionate about making people understand that they don't have to settle for just any job. www.reinventing-you.com/courses.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment on pure intuitive talk to unlock your way to high frequency living and healing for peace. The human experience is full of choices pulling us constantly. Pure intuitive talk serves as a reminder that we have the power to choose love over and over again and are able to laugh at the same time. For more information about me, visit pureintuitiveguide.com.
Are you struggling to find peace in your addiction recovery? Hi, I'm Tanya D, a spiritual life recovery coach and founder of The Peace We Crave. After getting and staying sober, I asked myself, now what? In my relentless pursuit of serenity, for the precious gift of sobriety, my Creating Calm and Recovery program was born. It's a 90-day personal spiritual journey that helps you remove blocks, get clarity, and experience sobriety on a whole new level. Please book your free discovery call today. Visit thepeacewecrave.com.
Welcome back, everyone, for the final segment of Transformation with Martinet. This is where we overcome everything and compromise absolutely nothing. My guest today has been Elizabeth Falloon, and we've been talking about no matter what your circumstances are, you can get back up. And we were talking about that on the break, that I'm just going to speak for women, as this today's show is more for women, that we as women are really quite powerful. And sometimes we need to find that inner strength. We need to build those resilience muscles. Just like they say, you know, you don't get fit with weights overnight. And you also don't build your resilience muscles overnight. Things happen in our lives, and we need to take those challenges by the hand and go anyway, take fear in hand and move anyway. And even in those darkest days where Elizabeth talked about in the beginning, you don't want to get up. You have to. You really don't have a choice. You've got to get back up. Life goes on. And I know I've been in circumstances where I have no idea how I'm going to get through this one, but I know I have to. I have kids depending on me, and I have a purpose. I have a God-given purpose, and I know that. And that is something that has driven me most of my life. So, Elizabeth, you were talking with somebody, you mentioned somebody at church this weekend. What is your process? I know everything is different for everybody, but what is your process of getting back up, of how would you guide a woman to get back up again and go for it?
Change your mindset. Definitely change your mindset. And a lot of times, how do we change your mindset? We have to get rid of the old beliefs.
Yes.
And surround yourself with people who are positive, positive leaders in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've stepped away from like-minded people, because when we're around like-minded people, we're not going to grow. So I feel we want to be around people who surround ourselves with people who are going to challenge you.
Yeah, and I would challenge you in that, though, that like-minded, but maybe ahead of you.
Oh, okay.
That's just my challenge to you. Whatever works for you. But I like being around people that have the same kind of values. They're definitely driven and want to go somewhere, but maybe they're a little ahead of me.
Yeah.
And okay. That's just my challenge, but whatever you feel, obviously, for you.
I guess I learned the other, because I've been using like-minded also for quite some time. And I heard lighthearted, and there's another term too that I heard. However, but going back to like-minded, yes, it's been my phrase for a while. And, you know, again, stepping away from the old beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Changing our mindset and surrounding yourself with people who think differently. You know, because I just feel that, you know, a lot of times we're in a box, right? With the same people for so many years. And where is that getting you? And so when we have conversations with those people, it's the same thing that we've been talking about for the past 15, 20 years. Especially when we're going through challenges, it's just the same conversation. What's the solution?
Mm-hmm.
You how to step away and create solutions for ourselves, because we're surrounded by the same people, the same thought mindset. So yeah, definitely step away from your old beliefs by surrounding yourself with new-minded people.
Yeah. Yeah. And personally, I think that surrounding yourself with people that are motivated, challenge you, are further ahead on the journey than you, and someone that perhaps maybe you are needing, you're not quite believing in yourself like you should, but they believe in you, and you can borrow some of that from them.
Absolutely. Because how do we believe? Yeah, you're right. We have to, because when you're in that space, or there is insecurities, right, that overcome, and self-doubt. And so, yeah, it is important to have that one particular person, whether it's a mentor or that you can trust in, someone from your church, a neighbor, someone, right, that that does believe in you and will inspire you and help you to motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Motivation comes from within. No one can teach you motivation, but when you have a support system, you to motivate yourself.
Yeah, and a big purpose and a why.
Oh, absolutely. There you go. Purpose, intentions, why.
Yeah, you have to know what drives you, like what gets you up in the morning, what keeps you up at night thinking about things. What is it that you want? That is so important, especially with the new year coming up. And you know, I don't subscribe so much to the new year. It's like you can have a new year and a new day any day. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. You know, I was telling a friend of mine not that long ago that I really like the fact of like starting your year with your birthday. So my year is like October. That's what I do, because I think that's kind of fun. You know, our birth year, like our birth month, and then taking that into the year. So, you know, whatever works for you, and maybe you're somebody who has the audience here. Maybe you're somebody who likes to pick a word. Maybe you're somebody who likes to pick a phrase. What moves you towards that why? What has you take those mini moves, micro steps towards your why? To me, that's so important. How about you? What do you think?
I totally agree with that. It's a powerful question. It really is. Because there's so many of us who don't even know our why.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to help them dig deep within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because most of us can't see the picture because we're in the frame.
Right.
And so it does take that special person to help us dig within ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pull it out, because we all have greatness within us, I believe.
Absolutely.
We all have greatness within us. And it doesn't happen overnight. Like you said earlier, change does not happen overnight. Awareness does, that aha moment, right? That epiphany, right? But it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a commitment, setting intentions. So important to always have that in front of you. You know, I keep phrases around me. I keep a list of evidence of things that I've accomplished so far. Those are just things that help me and hopefully my clients. That's one of the tips I give, hopefully. But I think we all need mentors. We all need a coach. We all need somebody that believes in us. And someone that we can go to, and you know, it could be a friend. It doesn't have to be a coach, but to me, I think coaching is the most important thing. Coach and or mentor, however you want to look at that, is so important in your life. Yeah,
totally agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel that some of us do feel that we don't need coaches. I find that coaches are actually almost like a lifestyle. Right. It's a luxury. It's you know, I don't know if I'm explaining that properly, but they're there. They're available for the support. They're the
answer. And I guess you can look at it as a luxury. To me, it's a requirement. because I need that in my life to keep going. I need somebody to, someone who's ahead of me, like I was saying before, someone who's ahead of me that can challenge me and hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. And I have great friends and colleagues that can do that as well. But a personal coach to me is really necessary. But again, that's me. You know, whatever works for someone else is absolutely fine. But I find it important. Yeah. Do you?
Or yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I'm all for coaches. I'm all for life coaches. They're the experts. Yeah. They are. And I'm just so grateful that I've been surrounded by them for the past few years.
Yeah. It makes a big difference. It mm-hmm. makes a big difference.
They're there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Just having a good support system, however it works for you, is the best thing. So Elizabeth, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you and spending time with me and sharing your wisdom and your story, really. You know, I applaud you for getting back up, and I'm sure glad you did mm-hmm. and that you're here. And thank you everyone so much for tuning in. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and New Year's and all that good stuff. And we'll see you soon. See you next
thank
Friday.
You.
1,
thank you.
1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning in to Transformation with Martinet. Real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. Listen or watch live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Martinet and her guests have deep, meaningful conversations, sharing empowering stories. Step into your passions and lead with your heart. If you are ready to accept and love you for you, visit martineemmons.com and start allowing transformation to happen today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.